You're listening to SBS News.
It's a scandal sparked by the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, that's now drawn in the Prime Minister. Scott Morrison is being rebuked for making a personal call to the New South Wales Police Commissioner to inquire about an investigation into an allegedly doctored document used by the Energy Minister. Mr. Morrison says he's done nothing wrong.
But Mr. Speaker, I spoke to the Police Commissioner because I needed to know to exercise my responsibilities both to this House and under the ministerial standards to exercise the assessment that is required of me on those matters. That's what I said I would do. That's what I did.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese is questioning Mr. Morrison's judgment. He wants more information about the nature of the phone call.
How on earth was it appropriate for you as Prime Minister to speak to the New South Wales Police Commissioner about the substance of an investigation on the very day it was launched?
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has also questioned Mr. Morrison's handling of the controversy, saying he would never have made the call.
Because it is vitally important that that inquiry that is being conducted by the New South Wales Police, like every inquiry they undertake, is seen to be conducted entirely free of political influence. And so it's a call, you know, being blunt about it, it's a call that I would not have made.
Police launched Strike Force Garrard over allegations Angus Taylor's office circulated a document later revealed to be altered to attack the Lord Mayor of Sydney's travel costs. Mr. Taylor claimed the cost of interstate and overseas travel for Sydney City councillors amounted to almost $16 million. The actual cost was just under $6,000. Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler has accused Mr. Taylor of misleading the parliament.
The only thing that's crystal clear is that Angus Taylor's claim that he has repeated in the chamber is completely false. Where he got the numbers from is a complete mystery, and he's going to have to fess up one day or the other.
Minister Taylor denies any wrongdoing and is resisting calls to step down. The Prime Minister is also standing by him, despite facing growing pressure about his phone call to Commissioner Mick Fuller. Labor is calling for a full transcript of the call to be released, but Commissioner Fuller says there was nothing untoward about the conversation.
The Prime Minister didn't ask me any questions that were inappropriate. He didn't ask for anything that was inappropriate, and I'm comfortable with the discussion that we had that ran over a few minutes.
The pair have a past when Scott Morrison was the Treasurer, Mick Fuller was his neighbour. But Commissioner Fuller is downplaying their relationship.
You know, am I proud that our local member is the Prime Minister? Yes, I am. But I certainly don't have a personal relationship with the Prime Minister.
New South Wales Police hope to have the investigation wrapped up by next week. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.